We're back on the KYMM Morning Show. Joining us now from 50 North, it's Craig Swenson. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today. Start off by, before we get into some of the things that have been happening, or will be happening, I should say, at 50 North, and there are a lot of them, let's talk about a survey. The city is putting on a survey right now about Parks and Rec, and that does include 50 North. Tell us about that.
That is correct. 50 North, a lot of individuals are advocates for 50 North and come to 50 North or haven't even maybe known about 50 North. 50 North is a huge part of Northfield, and the fact that we service so many individuals in the Northfield area, individuals that are over the age of 50, that's one of our biggest things is hitting the population over 50, but we also service individuals that use our facility for medical needs, such as rehabilitation in the pool, rehabilitation, working with the PTs and OTs, using our facility to keep their everyday living going for them. And 50 North is part of the city in the aspect that we are in a city-owned building, which is the NCRC building, which has other nonprofit organizations in that facility. Our part of the building, we're starting to get smaller and smaller with the amount of members that we have. We have a substantial amount of members now. We had a huge amount before COVID. We're seeing those individuals start to come back more, and we need more space. We're crying out to people that we need more space at our facility to be able to accommodate everybody and to make sure that we keep everything safe and wonderful with all the different programming that we can offer at 50 North. We did a survey a few years back or a few months ago with our members and also into the community asking, what would you like to see more at 50 North? What do you need at 50 North to get things continuing going and continue it for it to be great? And a lot of things that we've heard is expanding the parking lot, expanding the locker rooms, more space for group exercise classes, more spaces for doing multiple different programming at 50 North, and then indoor pickleball or outdoor pickleball courts. One of the hugest things that are happening right now in the Northfield area. If you drive on Highway 3, you can see the wonderful pickleball courts that the city put together, but we need more. We need those for the individuals because we literally are down there twice a week, and we fill up those pickleball courts when we're down there. And we know this is going to become more and more, and we know that we're going to be getting more and more individuals coming to 50 North because as we age, we're going to be aging into that group.
Pretty soon you won't be using those outdoor courts. The need for an indoor court will become very apparent when the temperatures start to plummet in the wintertime. But how is this reflected in that survey that the city is putting on right now? Is it just looking for input? Are there certain boxes they need to check?
Well, it'll go through multiple different parts in that survey. In that survey, it talks about all the parks and recs that Northfield has in the Northfield area. And 50 North is part of that park and rec survey, and you have the chance of stating to the Northfield community that 50 North is a very important part for you, and you want to see this expansion happen for 50 North. And so we want people to have the availability to get to this survey. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've actually have it right on our homepage. We have a link right on our homepage. You can click on it and it'll bring you right to the survey. If you're not computer savvy, we even have printouts of it. You can come to 50 North, fill it out at 50 North, give it back to us, and we can make sure that we get it to the proper individuals for it. We just really want to make sure everybody's voices are being heard, especially when it comes to 50 North and making sure that we get what we're needing.
All right. Let's move on into some of the programming and some of the options that people will have over the course of the next month or so. In October, we're in October. It's the 6th already. We're almost a week into it.
Exactly. And we've got a lot of great programming coming up in October. Actually, this coming Monday, we've got a great programming, which is a partnership with the Northfield Hospital. Dr. Reiser will be coming in and talking about colon cancer. Colon cancer is the fourth most common cancer throughout the world. It is also the second leading cancer for death. So a lot of individuals are concerned on the pathology of this this cancer, the treatments for this cancer, the success rates for this cancer. And Dr. Reiser will go through all of that and help educate individuals. And we are very, very happy to have this collaboration with the city. Mm-hmm. And it is on Monday. It will be at 10 o'clock on Monday. You can sign up at 50 North, or you can sign in on our website at www.50north.org.
And what was the date on that again?
That is Monday, October 10th.
October 10th is
coming. At 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So we've got that great program. That same week, we've also got Dementia, which is Dementia 101, which is the seventh leading cause for death for older adults. As we age, dementia happens for some individuals. And that is on October 12th, 9 o'clock. Our own personal Marcy Kramer, who is a doctor of physical therapy, will be talking about, again, the pathology of dementia, what we know currently about dementia, and, you know, the treatments that may be out there to help with working with an individual with dementia. Also, the different symptoms for individuals may be thinking, okay, should I go and get checked out from my doctor or should I not? Or you may have a loved one. You know, do you want to have that loved one looked at a little bit more for some of those things that you're seeing? And Marcy will help out with that. And again, Marcy is a fantastic wealth of knowledge when it comes to a lot of different ailments and things that can happen for individuals that are over the age of 50.
And that, as you had mentioned, happens to, unfortunately, a lot of people, and it's the family that are left trying to figure out what to do, and having informative chats like this is good. So what, for the time and date on that one, I'm going to ask you for that again.
Yes, on that one, it's October 12th at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.?
9 a.m. Right. And then we've got another great program with Lynn Bruce, Northfield's own Lynn Bruce. Many people may know her for knowing her by her bicycling. She has bicycled across the United States multiple times, from east to west, mm-hmm. Done multiple different bike rides, all in the age over the age of 60. Wealth of motivation. I mean, I've known this lady for years, and she is such a motivating individual. Mm. And she's going to be coming in and actually doing a motivational speech for us called Engaging While Aging. And that's going to be on October 21st at 10 a.m.
All right. That you would have to be a motivated individual to ride across the country numerous times after the age of 60.
Exactly.
Cool stuff. I'm sure her conversation will be motivational.
Very much so.
All
and
right.
She is just a wonderful individual. Even just her speeches that she does are amazing. So we really encourage individuals to come in and listen to Lynn, because she can really pep talk you and get you going a little bit more. We also have some great classes coming up, actually not at 50 North, but at different locations. We have a partnership with the Paradise Theater in Faribault to offer a pottery class. Now, that pottery class will be October 17th, 19th, 24th, and the 31st from 10 to 11:30. Sign up with 50 North, and then we can get you going over to the Paradise for that class. I think it's a great class. It's something that, unfortunately, again, with 50 North, with the limited capabilities that we have, that we can expand out and be able to offer it at other locations and partner with other locations.
And yeah, it's good you're thinking outside the box.
Exactly.
So to say.
And we've got another great one. Many individuals may know about them already, the Cannon Valley Makers. Huge part of Northfield, again, and what they are able to provide. We are partnering with them in November coming up here. And it'll be on Tuesdays and Fridays is one class, and the other one is on Mondays and Thursdays is the other class, and it is with wood turning. And it will be with the famous Dave Peterson, who does a lot of wood turning, actually has a lot of his wood bowls that he does and wood turning down on Bridge Square during the weekends here in Northfield. Mm-hmm. And he does amazing work, a wealth of knowledge also when it comes to wood turning. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. Make sure to look up for that class. We do have another round of Nordic walking class. We've been doing it for the last few months. We've got another round of that coming up. It's actually teaching you how to use the Nordic walking sticks properly and correctly, making sure that it helps you with coordination, stability, balance and making sure that you get a good workout all together with the Nordic Walking Sticks. That is on Fridays at 12:30, and then we also have another class at 2 o'clock, and those are on hour-long classes. We do have the sticks available, so we do limit it to six participants. We have six pairs of sticks, so make sure you sign up for it beforehand so we make sure that you can get into the class with the six that we have available.
All right. Sounds good.
We also have availability to help individuals if they have questions on how to get the sticks. We can also help out with getting those sticks for you. Again, personally, I know from my own standpoint, when I purchased the walking sticks and I did the class to be a trainer for it, with my limitations, my physical limitations, I would say probably about 10 minutes of walking and my knees, my hips, and back are hurting. We did a 2.5 hour training, and during that 2.5 hour training, none of that was happening.
Wow. It makes that much of a difference.
It was amazing.
Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff.
We also have coming up Little Frida's Cafe, which is at 50 North currently. We have a grand opening for Frida's Little Cafe on Wednesday, October 12th from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. She'll be offering chicken enchilada platter with Mexican rice. There is a free dessert to anyone that dines with us that day. Again, we have that at 50 North. We've got Frida's at 50 North. Wonderful, wonderful food available. Maria Estrada is
sure
doing that, and she's doing an amazing job.
She is well known around town.
Exactly.
A lot of people will take you up on that, the offer of lunch with that Maria's made.
Yes, and you can always come in even before October 12th. She's always there Monday for Friday right now, currently at 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. She serves lunches. So make sure you come in and try some of her delicious foods that she has. We also have a great talk coming up. Again, a Northfield known individual, Eric Nelson, recently published a book called Rick's Adventures in Rick's Adventures in Paris. It's an entertaining coming-of-age story. The book is illustrated by his own wife, again, Northfield native, Ricky Cole Nelson, artist here in Northfield that has done amazing work in the Northfield area. They'll be hosting a book launch at 50 North on Friday, October 14th. It's a free event at 6:30. It's Meet the Author, book sales, live music with Greg Smith, appetizers, and then at 7:15, we'll have an introduction by Jonathan Hall, a retired colleague from St. Olaf College and a longtime friend of the author, and a brief reading of passages from the book and comments from the illustrator.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like a good event.
Exactly.
Is that wrap it up?
That will wrap it up.
And for more information, of course, you can check out the website from 50 North and find out everything you need to know.
Yep. And you can always drop into 50 North and get a free tour at 50 North. We're always there to make sure that we service any questions that you may have.
Sounds good. Greg, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks so much, Chef.
Greg Swenson from 50 North. Greg joins us every month to let us know what's going on at 50 North right here in North.